Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Moonday, August the 14th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. I can already tell, it looks like the sound may not be coming through as good as it should. So let me just double check if we may have to. In fact, let me go ahead and do that. I am going to just disconnect and reconnect, so just give me one. Give me about 10 seconds. I will be right back, everyone, so don't go anywhere. Let me reconnect and connect and see if I can get a little better audio sound for you. All right, everybody, I am back. So hopefully that is a little better. And let me make sure that mic is working okay. All right, so sound good. All right, so cool. So it looks like the sound is good. So we're going to go ahead and rock and roll. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much again for your patience today. We've got a very important show. We want to talk about today, mastering the mundane. Wow, man. The last really month has been really mind-blowing for me. Well, sorry about that. I'm in such a place of learning. So we got two shows, really. We're talking about mastering the mundane, and then we're talking about the ability to choose your own payment, 50% off of the life optimization course. I really want to make sure that this program is available because not only is it helping me, but it is helping a lot of other people as well. And we want to talk about those two things today. But I need you to, whether you're already in the program, I really need you to hear the benefits of the program because a lot of people that are in the program are not really utilizing the program the way that it should be. Because one thing about God's grace and mercy, one thing about the universe, one thing about the space that we are in is the fact that it allows us to master us. If this is not about anybody else, it's about you. It's about you becoming truly authentic with you. The number one benefit out of everything that I do, and I'm thankful for the space that I'm in to be able to do what I do. And so I want to open up this life optimization course to people who want to master the mundane. Now, that's really difficult because we're talking about optimizing our life. But the way to optimize your life is sometimes less is more. When I say less is more, what I'm really talking about is this ability for you to over and understand that right now as I'm speaking to you, what you are pressing for may actually be a coping mechanism that is limiting or destroying who you should be. Now, let me make sure I explain that because you guys know, and I don't hide behind it, I'm transparent, that one of the mental issues that I suffer with is this thing that they call bipolar disorder. And so even a therapist needs a therapist. And so I actually reached out to a professional veteran counselor, if you will, or therapist, and was talking about some things that I know already. And so one of the things that I know already is that I have this ability to create my own problems, if you want to use that word, to justify my own behavior. And so the benefits of understanding what I am expressing and exposing and expanding to you today is this ability to understand what are you doing in your life to justify your behavior and why this life optimization class is almost a requirement for you to be able to tap into your true authentic self. That means that you have to really be able to outsmart yourself because your ego is trying to outsmart your spirit. Your flesh is warring against your spirit and the spirit is warring against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. So it is your job to understand how is my flesh warring against my spirit. So this is an inside job. So you have to understand you. This is not about anybody else. It's about you understanding you. And one of the things about therapy is now I see the true value of what I do because I understand when I actually sit down and speak with someone and have it done to me. To have a third party that has no vested interest in whether you win or lose, but they're only there to assist you with becoming a better version of you. That's mind-blowing because many people don't have that. Many people are not in the position, for whatever reason, to be able to make that statement. And I'm fortunate that I serve my country and I have access to a certain amount of, veteran benefits that allow me to be able to tap into that resource. So I've designed this program to assist you to do the same thing. And so without, you know, putting too much emphasis on it, but I want to make sure that I'm going to take at least, I could probably handle 25. I don't want to put too much on my plate. But regardless of the payment, now, obviously there's some requirement, but a lot of people are not in a position to, because of the cost of the program, they're not able to make the payments that allow them to take advantage of the program. And so the goal of today's show is to let you know that you can either, again, take 50% off, and again, it's just for the next 2 or 3 days. So the program cost is in half. So instead of paying the $5,000, it's $2,500. That's the pay in full. Or you can choose your own payment, meaning that you can pay, again, the minimum is at least $100 a month. The normal price is $500. So what I'm doing is I'm making that available to everybody. So that way I can bring in some more people. And again, I'm only going to take probably another 25 people to go with the people that I'm already having to allow you to take advantage of the program. Because what I found out today, so I went to a therapist this morning, and it was really interesting that what I've done is create a coping mechanism with my business. Now, the therapist that I had today was pretty good, because what I did today was I used my therapeutic skills against her to let her know, hey, I'm not no average Joe. You're talking to a guy who understands the therapeutic process. But she was good, because what she did was she showed me how my business is a way for me to cope with my inability to connect with my true self. Because in that place, in that true self, there are some demons down there. There are some dispositions down there. And the reason why I was talking with my wife, and the going back and forth, leaving and all this stuff, and I come on the show and I make it sound like my wife is this bad person and my wife this and my wife that and my relationship is this. And so it comes across like, wow, man, Brother Will needs to go on and find greener pastures so he can express himself and he can be all that God has called him to be. And what God has called me to be, brothers and sisters, is mind-blowing. Because everything that God has called me to be, I already have. Now, I don't know if you really understand what that means, so let me break this down for you. See, I'm a grandiose guy. I'm a premium guy. I'm a cloud guy. That's what bipolar is. So I was talking to the therapist today, and she was like, so, and it took us, you know, a while for that, you know, I've been around for a little bit. So I had to explain where I'm at. And so I'm going through this process, and I'm explaining, hold on, let me stop you there. So what you're saying is this, and so you spoke to your wife, you know, after all the dirt you've done, and she still talks to you? She was shocked. I was like, yeah. She said, wow. Okay, so go ahead, and, you know, so you did this, you did, and I said, yeah. So every time you are normal, your life is normal, you got to create this problem. And we went all the way back to my first marriage. We went all the way back to when I was 13. We went all the way back to when I was 8. And that's why this program, see, it's interesting how I'm in the water with you guys. I'm not on the shore teaching you how to swim. I'm in the water with you. And as a therapist, most of us wait until we get on the other side, until we master our pain before we try to assist other people with their pain. And what the therapist told me was very, very mind-blowing and shocking, because she talked about the fact that I need both. And I'm a military guy, so she used this military acronym. She said, you notice how, you know, and she knew I was a Marine before I even said anything. She said, because all Marines are the same. She said, you've been carrying this shit around for how long? How old are you again? And I told her how long I was. She said, when was you first clinically diagnosed? And I told her. And said, so you mean to tell me all this time, and this is the first time you called and you saw, you know, like got past the initial stage, because usually I've never talked with anybody about this. This is my own private stuff. Only person, not even my own wife. I've talked to her about some of the stuff, and then I was talking to her this morning, and we both shared, and it was refreshing because she's always had my back. And it's interesting because the people who have your back is the people that you usually dump on, because you don't want them to have your back, so that way you can have an excuse to continue to not be you, to not be authentic. So my wife forces me to be real, and I don't like that, so I opted out. So I need you to hear me, because see, you're opting out too. You may be in the program, but you're not in the program. So for everybody that's already a member, you're not taking advantage of the program. You're not reading the books. You're not listening to the shows, because why? That's your coping mechanism, like mine. So the therapist told me you need air support and you need ground troops. She said, you got air support, but you ain't got no boots on the ground. See, she knew I was a Marine, and so she knew I knew that terminology. See, I came in talking psychology. I came in talking about, you know, enzyme inhibitors and beta blockers. And I came in talking about arrested development disorder. And I was came in talking about the different four stages of bipolar disorder. And I broke down, again, all of the medications and the signs. And I was waxing eloquently, brothers and sisters. And I told her I didn't want to take no damn antidepressants, because I don't want no mood stabilizers. I'm not interested in none of your therapeutic plans. I'm not interested in freaking going to no damn support group. I don't want none of that crap, because it doesn't work. She said, okay, Mr. Rogers, no problem. You ain't got to do none of that. I don't recommend none of that for you. But I would recommend that you get your boots on the ground. And so I'm going to suggest the same thing to a lot of you today, is that you got to get your boots on the ground. See, you need, in the military confrontation, not only do you need air support, you need planes dropping bombs from the air, you got to have infantry on the ground. Because at the end of the day, it's going to go to house. It's going to become door knocking from door to door. Eventually, it's going to be hand-to-hand combat. Eventually. It may start off, you can do nuclear weapons, you can do all this other high-tech bombs, but eventually you got to take a human being, put them on the ground, and they got to go and clear and make sure that the land that you're conquering, that there are no inhabitants left. So you got to eventually, you got to get your boots on the ground, you got to make sure that there's no demons left. And see, I've done everything else, but every time it's time for me to put troops on the ground and clear the ground and go house to house and go from my mind, my will, my emotions, my imagination, and the intellect. Every time it's time for me to do that, I pack my shit and leave, because I like grandiose. I like the fire support. I like technical weapons. I like being able to use a drone and never let my enemy see me. See, I'm the kind of guy that likes air support. I'm the kind of guy that like grandiose. I'm the kind of guy that my head's in the clouds. I'm a metaphysical dude. I can talk metaphysics. I understand. Y'all have seen the titles of some of the shows I've been doing. Man, I can get metaphysical with anybody. I can talk biology. I can talk theology. I can talk all of this, you know, quantum physics. But I ain't got no boots on the ground, because my wife, she got boots on the ground. When I met her, she had on, and we joke about it all the time, gray sweats and a brown shirt. Mundane. See, I'm not no mundane dude. That's why I'm not successful or more successful. Because mundane is sitting down at the table and doing Dear Canary reports, taking one name, adding it up. Right now, I'm about 10 reports behind. Why? Mundane. See, mundane requires you to do the same. Do you know the definition of the word mundane? You ever looked at the definition of the word mundane? Now, this is a definition. This is a description of my wife. And people ask me, I was with my wife this morning, we was talking, and she said, but you keep leaving me. I don't understand. You say you love me, then I come home and you pack this shit and you leave me. How do you leave somebody that you love? My therapist told me, yeah, I already know what you're doing, dude. Because, see, y'all Marines, y'all got egos. That's why you went into the Marine Corps. How can you go into the Army? How can you go to the Air Force? Because the Air Force, in my brain, those were mama boys. See, the Marine Corps got the toughest training of any of the armed forces. The Marine Corps, PFT, we run 3 miles. Everybody else, they run 1 mile or a mile and a half. Anything that the Marine Corps do is freaking extreme. Why, out of all of the branches that are going to the Marines? See, the therapist already knew. She looked at my record before I even got there. So I came in talking grandiose. And she said, your ass need mundane. Well, that's my wife. My wife is mundane. Why do you think God put y'all together? And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, how this lady, she don't know me, man. But it's the same, it's interesting because you guys tell me the same thing when I do your dear canary reports and we're doing one-on-ones and I tell you what you're supposed to be doing and you tell me, damn, doc, that's all. How do you know that, man? You don't know me, man. So the same thing y'all tell me, even a therapist needs a therapist sometimes. You know what she said? She said, this is what you need, Mr. Rogers. You need dull. You need boring. You need tedious. You need tiresome. You need uninteresting. You need uninvolvement. You need something uninventful. You need unremarkable. You need repetitive. You need repetition. You need routine. You need ordinary. You need everyday. You need day-to-day, run-of-the-mill, commonplace. Damn, that's the shit my wife do. I tell my wife, I tell her, your life is boring. You just get up, go to work, do your job, come home, play with the kids, feed the dog, get in your bed, play your little video games on your cell phone, 8:30, 9 o'clock, you out. So for 8 years, now I need you guys to hear me, man. I need y'all to hear me. So for 8 years, I'm living with the solution to my problem. And for 8 years, I've been running from my problem. I don't know if that's the definition of insanity, but it's pretty damn close. So let me make sure, because see, I'm Master Teacher 33. You know, my goal on my wall is a multi-millionaire. I got dreams, brother. I got goals. I want to be a world-renowned speaker. I want my life. I want to be up there with freaking Les Brown. I want to be up there with freaking, you know, a T.D. Jakes. You know, when somebody say Will Rogers, I want to be world-renowned. That's my dream. That's my goal. And that's my problem. Oh, I got air support. I got planes in the air. I got great dreams, but my boots are not on the ground. My head is in the clouds, but my feet is not on the ground. Why? Boring. So for 8 years, I've been staring at the solution. You ever see, give a kid medicine, and it tastes bad, but it heals the bite. And the kid, you got to force the kid, you got to spank the kid, you got to threaten the kid, you got to pinch their nose, you got to force them to take the medicine, and it's for their own good, and they fighting you the whole time you're trying to force them to take the medicine. They don't want to take the medicine because it doesn't taste good. It's not grandiose. It doesn't please the palate. It's not good to the tongue. So now I understand my worth and my value more because I understand my wife's worth and my value more. And I don't know. It may be, you know, I'm praying. I'm just like you guys, you know. It's like, damn, messed up again. And so, like, what I've done, you know, yeah, most people, you can't come back from that, dog. Not after, like, what, this 4 or 5 times? Like, damn, dude, how many times before you get this? So I went to a therapist because I was like, okay, I know the problem. I implement the solution, but when it's time to implement the solution, something comes up. You guys remember what I tell you guys when I started off this life optimization course? I call it your negative habit pattern. You guys remember I posted on Facebook this saying, when your dream shows up, you are going to run. You guys remember me saying that? I got some conflict. In fact, I got one client that was really upset when I made that statement. Now, let me make sure you understand, because remember, God takes me. I can't teach you nothing that I have not done. That's why I'm dying. Because see, it's death or destiny for me. So for some people, this is a game. You know, some of you guys, y'all just in it for the money. Some of y'all in it, no. Like I said to my wife, this is not about all. This is deeper. This is like I won't be on the planet this time next year. That's how serious this is for me. Like, I can either win or go home. And so it's interesting because the therapist knew. Them suckers called me like 3 times. Mr. Rogers, you okay? Yeah, I'm doing good. So you have any thoughts of suicide? No. Well, you know. And I said, why y'all keep asking that? Well, we have a lot of veterans. If something's wrong, I don't know. There's a lot of veterans that's killing themselves. So, Mr. Rogers, we're just checking on you. You have any thoughts of suicide? No, I ain't got no thoughts. Are you sure? No, I don't have another. Well, you've been through a lot and stuff. So they checked on me. So this morning, same thing. They called me, Mr. Rogers, you still keep your appointment, right? Yeah, I told you guys I'd be there. Well, we're just making sure. We're just checking on you. I didn't even understand why most of the members that's part of the life optimization class are half in and half out. I didn't even understand it until I went to a therapist myself. And now I see my worth and my value because I'm doing for you what the VA is doing for me and what my wife is doing for me. She don't even know. So my wife is my therapist. For the last 8 years, that's been my therapist. And guess what I've been doing? Every time she give me medicine, I spit it out. Poor. She give me more medicine, I spit it out. Poor. She give me more medicine, I spit it out. Because what is my medicine? What is my medicine? Mundane. Why, though? What is the only thing? Now, remember, this is my negative habit pattern that keep coming around every year, every August or September. Same thing since I've been on the planet, since it happened to me at 13 or 11 or 12 or however I was. What happened? Abandonment disorder. My mother died. I still remember it like it yesterday. And I was telling the therapist this morning, say, Mr. Rogers, why is it when everything is normal, you create chaos? See, I already had the clinical definition, you know, and I broke it down. Well, you know, I have a rest of it. No. I'm not talking about that, Mr. Rogers. I know you understand the terminology because obviously you're a very learned individual. So I know you studied before. I said, no, ma'am, I do this for a living. She said, oh, so you're a life coach. Yeah. So you understand, yep. I understand enzyme inhibitors. Yes. I understand beta blockers. Yes. I understand what happens when you give somebody antidepressants that have bipolar disorder. It actually triggers a manic episode. I understand. I understand the side effects of taking medication and taking mood stabilizers. I understand. And so she said, well, Mr. Rogers, you really understand this. So I see that you've done your homework. But yeah. I done my work. You know, you ever take lithium? No, never took no damn lithium. I don't take drugs. I got it. So you got everything figured out, right, Mr. Rogers? I say, yeah. So if that's the case, why are you in at home with your wife? Since you got everything, you know, figured out. Why do you keep having the same problem year after year after year after year, Mr. Rogers? Since, you know, you're a master teacher. Is that what you call yourself? Master teacher 33? Yes. Your online guru. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Cool. But I liked the way the therapist was this morning because she never attacked. See, that's what I was waiting for. I came in. Y'all don't even know, man. I came in. I was ready. Both guns was loaded. I was waiting for her to attack. She never did. She was very apologetic. She always addressed it, made me feel comfortable with sharing. She never came at me, never addressed my ego. See, that's why I came in with my ego. I had my feelings on my shoulders. Y'all don't even know. She never did that. She addressed my spirit. She saw my need. And all she said was the same thing that I've been telling you guys.
See, I'm at a level just maybe a month or two ahead of you. So what I'm going through right now, you're going to be going through next month. So if I don't get it right, you can't get it right. See, the leader, you can only go as high vibrationally as your leader. And I say leader, I use that term loosely, as your coach, as a person that, again, is sending you this vibe and this wave and this vibration. Because something is off. Something is severely off. This is my second go round. I did the same shit 25 years, left 25 times in the first time around. So this is Groundhog's Day for me. So I knew that, okay, something's wrong. I had to figure this out because how can I help you if I can't help myself? How can I teach you how to swim if I can't swim? So from I need more people to jump on this bandwagon because we're getting ready to go all the way to the top. Because now I got air support and I got the troops on the ground. And I thought about the Our Father prayer. It says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as above, so below. So not only do you got to have your heads in the cloud, you got to have your boots on the ground. You got to have your feet firmly planted on the ground. Like my therapist told me this morning, you need both. But she already knew I knew that. And so it's interesting because she let me say the solution without giving it because she knew I got an ego. You know, Marines, we don't take no orders from no women. We don't even think women should be in the military. You know, I'm a Marine. I'm a traditional dude. So the therapist was a female, so she already knew. So she just let me say to make me feel like I came up with and I self-diagnosed myself. And then she said, yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Very good. Because I came in, like I ain't taking no freaking orders for no damn females. And I take that shit home. That's why that dog don't hunt. Grandiose mentality must be peppered by a very humble mentality, a humble, meek spirit. Too much arrogance, too much pride, too much ego. The Bible says pride cometh before the fall. You see, brothers, let me make sure you understand what's going on. Right now, as I speak, my wife told me something very interesting that happened. So the dog at home just went off, just barking, and she lets the dog out. The dog went to the back fence, and my wife said that that was a shadowy figure standing at the gate. It's like somebody was standing for the dog, obviously going over there because, hey, it's a stranger standing there at the gate or standing near the fence line. But there was nobody there. And then she was telling me a line in this movie, which I've said it, but I didn't connect the dots. You guys remember how you summed how I feel when I was 13 and I summed up my first entity and I made that emphatic statement with a lot of emotion? I said I would never take another beep, 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 whooping again. And then the entities just came along and said, hey, we're going to help you, dude. That's how you summon up demons. Now, we don't know that. But was I think it was in the movie Conjuring, she said that there's a scene in the movie where the guy says demons show up in times of great travesty or great distress or great emotional turmoil. Now, let me make sure you understand because this is what I addressed in the first phase of the life optimization course when I talk about behavioral claironomics. Now, I know this, but I got a different perspective this morning because not only did the therapist say it, not only do I know it, but then my wife experienced it. So that anytime something happens in threes, that's confirmation for me that God's saying, hey, Negro, pay attention. Pay attention. It's not free. You got to pay attention. It's not free. Pay attention. That means sit down, take out a sheet of paper, slow down, write something down. Remember this. My issues that pop up, there are triggers that trigger a certain response. And you got them triggers too. Now, everybody's trigger is different. See, my triggers came from and come from the one thing that I do that nobody else can do better than me. That is caring. But see, as I talked about before, I haven't been doing that. I've been 18. I've been an 8. I have not been a 6. Why? I've been pushing money. And my wife said, all I want is somebody who cares about me and somebody who loves me. So what about the stuff? I've been spending 8 years trying to get stuff. That's not why I married you, Negro. I got my own stuff. So hold up, time out. So you mean to tell me I was spending 8 years working like a Hebrew slave to build my business up, and what you want is what I do normally? Yeah. So let me get this right, because I need to make sure that I'm hearing you, because I'm hearing you, but I'm not hearing you, because you mean to tell me for the last 8 years I've been getting up early, I've been staying up late, that you did that shit for yourself? You didn't do it for me. I didn't want that. I've got my own stuff. Hold up. Let me get this right. So, not the story, Acres of Diamonds. See, somebody, y'all doing the same mistake that I'm doing. Y'all know the story, Acres of Diamonds? Well, they got a true story. Dudes in Colorado had these big boulders in his backyard, but he heard about the gold rush in California. So he sells his acres in California. I'm sorry, in Colorado. He moves to California, and he catches malaria or something while he's out there panhandling for gold, and he dies in California, a pauper. Poor man. And the guy who he sold his land to in Colorado, those big boulders, those rocks that was in his backyard, he couldn't dig because there was rocks in his backyard. When he dusted one of them rocks off, they were gold. So this fool sold his land in Colorado that was full of gold, acres of diamonds of gold, and he moved to California looking for the very thing that he had all his life. That's my story. So I met my wife. I told her, hey, you can't wear gray sweats and T-shirts when you go with me to Walmart. I got an image to uphold. I'm Master Teacher 33. You don't understand. So she obliged. And you can't be just normal. I don't like you to do this. Everything that she said, I had a problem with. Everything with house is clean, but it ain't cleaned my way. Dog is fed, but yeah, you didn't feed him the way I like to be fed. Dishes done, but yeah, you didn't put them up after you did them. Everything I complained about. Had a damn problem with everything. So I packed up my crap and left. Went looking for gold. Went to another female. Just left. Just packed up my shit and left. Then the next time I just left, just moved to hang out with my sister. Then this time I came up with another reason, just making up shit, just reasons to leave. Why? Because that's my medicine. Doesn't taste good going down, but it heals the body. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because some of y'all still didn't get it. So let me make sure this is what's going to happen to you if you don't heed my advice. Hopefully, there's some people that's listening to me that you can learn from my experiences. You don't got to go through it. So I'm a 6, right? So I said that, you know, hey, I want money. I want to be rich. I want to blow up. I got grandiose thinking. My wife, she just goes to work, come home, she just drive a Chevy Blazer, you know. We just live in a regular house. Now, granted, regular is like, compared to where I came from, pretty damn good. Okay, now, the house almost 2,000 square foot, got two brand new cars. My car is 2016, hers is 2015 or 16. Very nice neighborhood. So we're actually doing pretty good. But you know what? That's not enough for Mr. Grandiose. That's not enough. Oh, hell no. We got to keep going. We need to be living like T.D. Jakes. Creflo Dollar. I need a private plane and jet. You don't understand. I'm in T33. So you can't, you know, hey, this mundane bullshit that you got going on, I can't do that. So Mr. 33, Mr. 6, Lee, now my wife's a 4, but she's not a regular 4. She's a master builder 22. It's interesting that God put a 22 and a 33 together, but it wasn't good enough for me, obviously. So I leave the 22, and I go hook up with an 8. Guess what happened? Clothes got burnt up. Laptop got destroyed. All my wedding pictures got burned. See, 8s, they're blunt. They don't give a bunch of feelings. So what I found out when I left my acres of diamonds to go to California to find gold, know what I found out? Yeah. Everything that glitters ain't gold. Everything that glitters ain't gold, brothers and sisters. So you might want to take a look at mundane that you got. Whatever that mundane, maybe your job, maybe your exercise routine. I don't know what it is, but you got something, because see, we vibe. That's why you're part of this life optimization team. So there's something in me that resonates with something in you. And remember, I'm just a couple of months ahead of you, so what I'm going through right now, mark my words, you guys, if you're not already experienced it, you're going to be experiencing it. And like my therapist told me this morning, I'm going to tell you, which I told the therapist, and she just said, well, that's interesting. Let me show you my notes. That's exactly what I was going to tell you. I'm glad you mentioned it. See, you think, and you live in your life in a manner and in a way that allows you to avoid being real. I mean, hold up, time out. You're talking to Master Teacher 33. I got a book that says being authentic. I'm Mr. Authentic. Now, you Mr. Bullshit. You ain't Mr. Authentic. You got everybody else fooled, but you ain't got me fooled. So, you act jovial all the time. You upbeat. Everybody thinks you is Mr. Enthusiasm, right? All your clients, they think you Mr. Optimistic. You got them fooled, but you ain't got me fooled. I said, hold on, time out. You got me confused, like one of these Navy dudes or something. I'm a Marine. We don't freaking have problems. We adapt and overcome. You don't understand. They drop the act. Drop the act. My heart dropped. Because she could see through the act. And so many of you, you got to act. You play a role in a play. It's a script. It's a character. And it's time to drop the act. So I'm asking you, as we go to another level, remember, we're going from glory to glory to glory. We're stripping off these demons. There's a freaking demon hanging outside the house. God was looking for me. This shit is real, man. I need y'all to understand, this is not a game. This life optimization course, if you do what I have in this stuff, it forces those entities to come up. And when they show up, I hope you got a relationship with God. I hope that you can quote some scriptures. I hope you know some I am statements. I hope you know that you are a child of the King. I hope you know that you are joint heir. I hope you know that you are a royal priest. I hope you know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I hope you know that no weapon formed against you will prosper and all who rise up against you will fall. I hope you know that when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you'll fear no evil. I hope you know that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world, because if you don't, they go to and fro seeking whom they may devour. They're trying to take me out, but see, I don't, this is not, for some of you, this is a choice. This is not a choice or an option for me. See, God put me with a thing that can save me. I don't know if y'all got it. I don't know if y'all understand that. The only thing, this is what my therapist told me, and they had to refer me to a, like last time, 30 years ago, I went through the same thing. They said, we need to make an appointment with a specialist for you, Mr. Rogers. But I never went back. 30 years later, back at the same spot. But why do I need a specialist? Because the mundane pulls up that negative habit pattern, a.k.a. that viceroy. Remember I told you guys about it? Everybody got one. I'm just dealing with mine first. You got to deal with yours. Now, I've been running. Man, I gotta look him in the eye. I ain't running no more. Your turn is coming. Your turn is coming. If you're part of this course. Because this course forces you to be real. If you listen to these shows and if you read the books that I've sent you, it will automatically force you to deal with, because you're asking the Father, you're telling Father, I want to be like you. I want to return to source. I want to be one with the big G. And when you make that statement, regardless of the name that you use, the Father understands the heart that is emitted. The Father doesn't look on the outside appearance like man. He looks on the heart. And if your heart is pure, and if you come before the throne room of God with a pure heart, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within inside of me. If you say that, the Father will show up. But he's going to give you some medicine. You're not going to like it. You're going to spit it out. You're going to do like me. You're going to pack your shit and leave. But you need the medicine, so when you leave, you get sick. But then you come back, you don't like the medicine. So you got to fall in love with the medicine. You already love the medicine, and you know the medicine, but there's something inside of you. Now, your spirit, now my spirit loves, my spirit, come on, let's be honest. Is it easier? Which is harder? Now, this morning, all my wife asked me for to do is bring her a cup of coffee to work. We're not even living. We separated right now. All she asked me to bring her a cup. Now, which is easier to do? Bring somebody a cup of coffee? Or go out and make, you know, or sell 5 beer canary reports? Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because right now, like me, you're fighting against the prick. Right now, like me, you're swimming upstream. Right now, you got a lot of focus, you got a lot of discipline, you got a lot of order, because I've been teaching you that. I was wrong. And as God is my witness, I'm apologizing to everybody that I told to put forth more energy. Less is more. Stop fighting God. Stop fighting God. You ask for his help, he sent it to you. Stop fighting. I wrote down on a piece of paper freaking 15 years ago what God put in my heart. He said exactly what I wrote down, and then I've left it, which was my wife in this environment, a peaceful, mundane, what some would call boring and dull, monotonous, uninteresting, uninvolved, uneventful. Why? Because my flesh feeds off attention. Remember, I'm the fool that's jogging down the street downtown San Diego in the heat of the day with freaking Daisy Duke shorts on and no shirt. I'm the fool to go to the gym and freaking put 8 plates on both sides and yelled and screamed to get all the attention. Y'all know the big dudes in the gym? Yeah, that was me. Drawing all of them. Why? Yeah, that was me. I'm the dude that go in there and get the 150 dumbbells and bitch. I'm the dude. Nobody else in the gym can use the dumbbells because it requires a head, not only strength, it also requires balance and coordination. Everybody else maybe do 100s or 120s. Nobody. The 150s, go to any gym. Most gyms don't even can carry 150s. And everybody in the gym stop and look at me. Why? Attention. I'm that dude. So what do my wife do? She goes to work. She comes home. She cooks. She cleans. She takes care of the kids. Cut the grass. Trim the trees. Mundane. Monotonous. Run of the mill. Every day. Ordinary. Repetition. But it's remarkable. And guess what? The devil hides in the details. That's how you get him out. You get the devil out of the life when you attach to the details of your life. That's why I leave my wife every 3 months, because she lives in the details. And until can go to that place and love that place and embrace that place, because guess what? I'm designed by God to live in that place. You talk about a con job. So the devil took my strength and he made it my flaw. See, I can remember when it happened. It was the day that my mother died, and everybody, all of my parents and nephews and aunts and uncles, they was all in there, and they were trying to figure out where 13 kids was going to go. My mother had 13 kids. No one person could take all 13. Everybody had a place to go except Willie. Now, he was too bad. Everybody, I heard him saying, no, we can't take him. He don't listen. I heard it. I was in the hallway. And they went from aunt to uncle, and they went down the line, and nobody, so they called an orphanage home to come pick me up. I remember feeling abandoned. But it didn't stop there. They found my biological father. I go to Richmond, and he comes in. He didn't give me the key. I said, but I live here. He said, no, you don't. Me and Benny live here. We don't want you here. You just here because they told me to take it. I remember feeling that feeling. But it didn't stop there. Then I filed firefighting machine. I remember, but she already had kids. And plus, there was other people there. There was three beds in there, and there was like six of us in there. There was no bed for everybody. She tried, but she couldn't. There was no way she was in a position to help. See, I want to help you, but I don't know what to do. I got my own children. I got my own life. I got my own stuff. I want to help you. I know you got so. I felt abandoned. So all my life, I've been feeling abandoned. Nobody got room. Nobody wants me. So what do? Now I project that onto the people that love me. And what do I do to my wife? She goes to work. She come home. All my shit is gone. How does she feel? See how the devil plays us? Casting my demons on other people. Now, I only did this to the first wife. This is wife number two. Same thing. So you see, I don't have an option. I don't know about you guys. Y'all got options. Y'all can take what I'm saying or you can leave it. Me, it's either I will die or I will get it right. Because I'm not dying, I know I'm going to get it right. I'm not dying no time soon. Not an option. That's why I called a therapist. And that's why I'm getting additional help. I'm here to assist you to get to the level while I'm at. And I'm going to another level. So when you get to this level, I can help you get to the next level. And we all are going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Brothers and sisters, fall in love with the mundane. Now, that's the ground. You still need air support, but make sure you got troops on the ground. If you're grandiose like me, I don't even have to worry about it. I just need to focus on the medicine that keeps me from floating up in the air and forgetting the fact that I need routine, because that is how you succeed. The only way I make money is if I do dear committee reports. That is humdrum. That is dull. That is boring. That is uninteresting. That is uninvolved. That is uninventful. That is repetitive. That is repetitious. That is routine. That is ordinary. That is everyday. That is day-to-day. That is run-of-the-mill. That is commonplace. But that is success. My wife is the most successful person I know. How much love and attention over the last 6 months to a year have I given my wife? I've said a lot of negative stuff, so I'm apologizing publicly again. I've said this once, I'm going to say it again. Whether we get back together or not is irrelevant. What's important is that as a man, if I made a mistake, I'm going to own up to it. And I'm apologizing to my wife publicly. And I want everybody to understand, I'm apologizing to all my clients as well for pushing so hard. When sometimes less is more, sometimes to optimize your life, you got to unclutter your life. Stop stressing and pushing so hard. You may be exactly where God wants you to be. In fact, if I'm a betting man, I'm putting all my money on the fact that wherever you are right now and you're listening to the sound of my voice, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. So now what you got to do? You got to do the same thing I'm doing. What are you doing, Brother Will? I'm changing my perspective. Guess what I see? Guess what I see? I see acres of diamonds. When I look at my wife, I don't see gray T-shirts and gray sweats and a brown shirt anymore. I don't see that. When I look at my wife, I don't see dull. When I look at my life, I don't see boring. When I look at my wife, I don't see uneventful. I see remarkable. I see grace. I see stability. I see work ethics. I see tenacity. I see resolve. I see a commitment to excellence. I see loyalty and dedication. All the shit I don't got, that's what I see. Couldn't see it before, but I can see it now. Change your perspective, brothers. Change your perspective, sisters. Look harder. You're looking, but you're not seeing. Now, I did the show already, but I still didn't even get it. It had to take somebody outside of me to say it, same thing, but a different way. So I went to the therapist, and they told me what I already know. Wasn't anything new. That's what I do to you guys. I go, dear community report. There's nothing in your dear community report that you don't already know about yourself. I'm just saying it to you in a different way, and it clicks. And so thankfully, after 50-plus years on the planet, I actually listened to the person that has my back. She said, babe, maybe you should talk to me. You always give advice. You always coaching. You always inspiring and encouraging. Maybe you should have somebody do the same thing for you. Wow. This is the person that I just treated like trash, still has my back. Man, you don't find that everywhere. My prayer that everybody listening to me has that in your life. If you don't, let me close with what the therapist told me that you need. I pray that you have this, because if you don't, it makes it very difficult We all have self-help coping strategies that we use, and that's great. I'm an expert of that. I can be Mr. Jovial, upbeat, but if you don't get a part of a successful treatment program, I got that. That's what this life optimization course is. The lady was blown away when I told her what I do and about my books, as most people are. I remember my wife's father said something to me during the last time all this stuff happened. He said he admired me. He said something to me that no man has ever said to me in my life, not even my own biological father. This man, who I thought didn't like me, said, "You have the most brilliant mind of anybody that I've ever met." This is after I shitted on his daughter and treated her like trash. This man still sat across the table from me. If it had been my daughter, I'd have tried to pick that dude's head off. But he met me for lunch. He said, I don't dislike you, brother. You got the most brilliant mind of any man I've ever met." And this is a guy who has a PhD. So it is, brothers and sisters, important, because program is not the problem. The problem was a solid support system. That's what I wanted to establish when I established the Eagles Club, a group of people. That's what the mastermind group is all about. But it's interesting how everything else that I've tried works and taken off. But the Eagles Club, the mastermind group, never works. No matter how much I try to get a group of people to come together to support each other, it never works. That's what church is supposed to be about. You go to church so that way you can support each other, a support group. And I'm closing with the same thing that Debbie told me this morning, which I already know. If I don't find or establish, remember, you got to join one or create your own. Without that accountability partner, without a group of like-minded people, without a solid support system, must be solid, without a solid support system and a successful treatment program, you're going to relapse right back into the old behavior. Ask me, did you have any of these problems when you was at the church where you said you was a minister at? Towards the cheating and the leaving and all the crap you was doing. Nope. Didn't have that problem. Even when I was going to my wife's church, I didn't have that problem. My wife asked me, "Hey, how did you have none of this problem going on before we got married? We were together, what, 3-4 years before we got married? None of this problem surfaced." Why they come up after got married? No support system. I stopped going to church. Brothers and sisters, it's very important. The last piece of the puzzle of those three, number one, you got to have a successful program from a psychological and spiritual perspective. Two, you got to have a good support system. Number three, sometimes you do need some type of a medication or a medical treatment from, again, a medicine, which is the thing that I'm working on right now, because I understand some of the stuff that I'll be talking about later. To assist you guys as I go through it, I'm gonna let you guys know as well, because there's a lot of things now on the market that don't have the biochemistry or the pharmaceutical, which is the sorcery effect. So there's some other things that have a very low toxicity rate, doesn't affect your metabolism. You guys know I'm an expert in all that. I spend all my time talking about and researching this. And so that's the next phase of the puzzle for me, is talking to somebody who understands beta blockers. And so that's why I'm going to a specialist, because this specialist didn't understand the pharmaceutical side of stuff, so they have to refer me out, because I understand it's called the SS. This is going a little deeper. I may discuss it a little bit later, but there are certain mood stabilizers that affect your creativity. And they assist you with one area, but they dumb you down in another area. And so that was a little bit outside of the current therapist's range. And so I have to go talk with somebody else that understands it. And so, again, it's very important, brothers and sisters, that, again, you find a system that works for you, or you create your own. I'm going to the next level, and I hope you guys go with me. Brothers and sisters, I love you. Appreciate you. Again, email me for more information. If you're not already a part of this life optimization team, right now until 16th, because I just did the show. Again, I'm taking on 25 people. You choose your own payment. Again, whatever payment you choose, that's the payment you will make for the length of the program. Or you get 50% off if you pay in full, meaning the cost of the program is $5,000. You can get in for $2,500, or you name your own payment. And we will do what I call drip content based upon the number of payments you make determines the amount of content that you receive. I will talk with everybody about that information if you're interested, one-on-one with a free half-hour consultation to explain this new program, taking on an additional 25 people, again, to be a part of this system. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it. I will see you anytime.
Some people, some people really are still dreaming. They are still dreaming.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.